So as the chief of police, I get to address every academy class, and it's a brief, I know it doesn't seem like it to the audience always, but it's a brief time that I get to speak to give a message to you, the class, people beginning their career while I'm at a stage much advanced in mine. So after, I've only done it a few times now because I'm a relatively new chief of police, but my feedback has been that, you know, it sounds like I'm a little stern when I talk to you, and I apologize for that, but that is the tone you can take from this, because you see, it's my job to do for you what you do for the city of Los Angeles. It's my job to protect you. It's my job to serve you so that you can do what you are sworn to do. And if I don't take this opportunity to impart words to you that will protect you, then I am not a true chief of police. So I apologize if what I tell you sounds like I'm overstating the obvious, but this is very important. What I'm going to talk to you about is one of the department's 5 goals for the year. But it is not just one of the 5 goals. It is the most important thing. It is the thing that is more important than crime reduction. It is more important than keeping the city safe from terrorism. It is more important than maintaining the strength of this police department. And it is even more important than the wellness of individual employees. Now, those are some pretty big goals, those 4 goals I mentioned. So for this goal to be more important to me, it's important that you understand it. That goal is constitutional policing. The commissioner talked a little bit about it, but I'm going to talk a little bit more about it. The essence of constitutional policing is this. You can never break the law to enforce the law. Police work is the singular profession in which results are always subordinate to process. Think about that for a minute. Results are secondary to how you go about getting them. In other words, crime reduction means nothing if you do it in a way that alienates the community, if you do it in a way that ignores the rules that guide our profession. Now, I know this seems painfully obvious, and as you sit in those uncomfortable plastic chairs, it may seem a very easy decision to make, an easy goal to achieve. But I'm going to promise you this. Someday, somewhere, in the not-too-distant future, either in a dark alley, a report writing room, or maybe even on the stand in a courtroom, you are going to be tempted, because you are going to desperately want to have a result over a method. What do I mean? I mean you're going to be faced with what you think of as either a moral or a professional obligation to put somebody in jail, and you won't have the legal ability to do it. And what I'm telling you is, let it go. Now, these are very hard words for somebody that is like me, who is so result oriented. I mean, this is what I do. This is how I got where I am. I mean, my results have always been good. I demand that the results of people that I work with are good, that we reduce crime, that we do all those other goals I talked about, but none of them are as important as how we get there. So when you face that personal challenge, and everybody behind me can think when they face theirs the first time, and everybody to my left has the same recollection, and I can vividly recall some 35 years ago when it first crossed my path. What I want you to do is remember what I told you today, that you can never break the law. Don't even bend it to enforce it. and it's so important to the health of this organization. Let me explain a little bit about why it's important. First, it is what makes you who you are. All the training that you got up here, all the proficiency in firearms, all the self-defense techniques pale in comparison to your value to this society as a credible witness. That's what police officers are. When you speak, it should be taken as fact. That isn't always true. Matter of fact, it's rarely true now because of transgressions of the past. But it's going to be true about this class. It's going to be true about this police department. So, never break the law to enforce the law. This police department is very small in comparison to its task. There are 9,947 of you as of today. That is not enough to use force of arms or coercion to police 4 million people. Won't happen. 99.9% of those 4 million people have to willingly obey the law. And I have personally lived through the consequences when even a small percentage of them decide that they won't. And that consequence is that we can no longer police the city. So in order to get willing compliance out of that vast majority of people, they have to have faith in you. They have to have faith that you do the right things, that you as their representative, and that's what you are, that's what I am, we are representatives of the people that are selected and trained to do the job of society and enforce the law. It's everybody's job, everybody in the audience's job, it's everybody's moral obligation to enforce the law, to enforce the standards of their society. You're the ones that get paid to do it, however. So, when you're faced with that challenge, meet it. And I know you will. I know you will. You know, I will say one final thing to this class and to this group. Welcome to my family. I promise that I will care for you. You care for this city. Thank you.